Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes, Avodah Zarah 9, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records a powerful teaching from the Tana de Bei Eliyahu. The Tana de Bei Eliyahu taught us, Sheshes Alafim Shana Havei Ha'olam, that the world will be in existence for 6,000 years. And Rashi, to Gemara in Sanhedrin, explains that like the world was created in 6 days, and then on the seventh day Hashem rested and it was Shabbos, so too we have the concept that the world will remain in existence for 6,000 years, and the seventh year the world will be destroyed and will be desolate. So the Gemara explains that the Tana de Bei Eliyahu continues and explains these 6,000 years. Shnei alafim tohu, the first 2,000 years will be desolate. And what Rashi says that means is that it will be desolate because the Torah was not given yet. And so as a result, the Torah, the world will be like its tohu, like its desolate, without any positive benefits to it, without any value of the Torah. But the Shnei Alafim, but the next 2,000 years are of the Torah. Those are the 2,000 years where it's only Torah, and the Torah was at its highest level. And even though those 2,000 years, they weren't worthy yet for the coming of the Messiah, yet those 2,000 years were pure Torah. Ushnei Alafim Yemos HaMashiach. But then the final 2,000 years, before the world becomes desolate, will be the years of the days of the Messiah. Comes along the Tana de Bei Eliyahu and continues, Bavonu Senu Sharabu Yatsu Mehen Masha Yatsu Mehen. But as a count of our great sins, we have already taken up some of those final 2,000 years, and the Mashiach has not yet come. And so we see from here, our sugya makes clear as it goes on and discusses that the 2,000 years of the Torah begins with Avram Avinu, who at the age of 52, he started converting the souls in Haran, and that's where he brought Torah into the world. And therefore, if we adopt that approach, it's also clear from our sugya that the years of the Messiah are going to begin 122 years after the destruction of the Second Temple, which comes out to around 242 of the Common Era. So, according to this approach, the Messiah was able to come starting in the year 242. However, nevertheless, Rabbi Chanina taught on Daf Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Chanina said, Achar arba meos lechorban habayis, if somebody will come to you 400 years after the destruction of the temple, which is going to be around the year 470, im yomalecha adam kach sadeh shava elef dinarim bedinar echad, if a person will say to you, take this field, which is normally goes for 1,000 years, take it for 1 dinar, lo tikach, don't even take it then. And the reason why you shouldn't take it is because the Messiah is about to come, and if you're going to take this field, even 1 dinar, you're overpaying for it. Even though the field as normally goes for 1,000 dinarim, if you even pay 1 dinar at that point, then you're overpaying for it. And so we see that Rabbi Chanina was of the opinion that 400 years after the destruction of the temple, that's when the Mashiach would come. Not that it could come, but he seems to be saying that it would come, and not the 2,000 years approach of the Tana de Bei Eliyahu. So one way to understand this complicated numerology and prediction of when the Messiah to come is the approach taken by the Abarbanel, who we know lived in the 15th century and was part of the expulsion from Spain when there was many people trying to predict when exactly the Messiah would come. And so the Abarbanel, in his Sefer Yeshuas Mashicho, looked at all the predictions about when the Mashiach would come and tried to organize them into a theology that made sense for people. And so he argues that there are three basic times with respect to the coming of the Mashiach. The first time is the Zman HaGolos, the time of the exile. And during that time of the exile, like which Abarbanel says, we should understand it to be a period of 400 years, like the 400 years that the Jewish people were in Egypt. During that time, the Abarbanel says it is impossible that the Messiah will come, because that is the time of exile. So we can't imagine that the Messiah will come during those 400 years. The second time period, says the Abarbanel, is after that there's a time period where the Mashiach can come. However, his ability to come is dependent upon whether or not the people will repent and do tshuva and do ma'asim tovim and do good deeds. And this is why Rabbi Chanina was saying that after the first 400 years, after the destruction of the temple, that's the Mashiach can't come at all. But after that, then we just have to do good deeds, and then the Mashiach could come. And then after that period where the Mashiach could come, there will be a period of 2,000 years. And after that period, there will come a time of when the Mashiach must come. And that will come then, at that point, the Mashiach will come irrespective of whether or not we have properly repented. That will be the time where the Mashiach for sure will come. And so when it says that the last 2,000 years equals the Imos HaMashiach, that means, says the Abarbanel, that means that during that time period of these last 2,000 years, most people will be thinking about the Messiah and yearning for it. And says the Abarbanel, this explains the phenomenon of why we see after the destruction of the temple, this development of these messianic faiths which are yearning for for the coming of the Messiah. And he puts into that category the concept of the spread of Christianity and the spread of Islam, and he attributes it to the fact that during these last 2,000 years, that's when people are ready for the coming of the Messiah. And he says that the reason why Hashem made it so that these faiths, which according to Jewish tradition, don't represent the Messiah, but to other faiths are the Messiah, he says, because God wants to make the world ready, says the Abarbanel, for the Messiah's arrival. And that's why Hashem made it so that there were other faiths that came around with their Messiah in order to prepare the world for the ultimate coming of the Messiah, which will come in these last 2,000 years. So according to the Jewish tradition, we're in the year 5,778, which means that we, according to one understanding of this, it should be coming before the year 6,000 and either 6,000 and plain 6,000, or perhaps according to the year 6,242, according to our earlier calculation.